Donors will receive a t-shirt and a snack. Together, we can save lives. Please donate Monday, October 14th at the J98 Blood Drive in Farmington at the VFW and in Festus at the YMCA from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Help us save lives by donating on Monday, October 14th. You can make a difference.
It's time for the Cardinal Conversation, live from Applebee's in Farmington on J98 The Boot. It's our monthly meeting with the Cardinal coaches and athletes to talk about Mineral Area College athletics.
Into the back row, Shelby Myers, Zulaga, plays it to the left side. Avendano for the match, the kill, and the win. And Mineral Area College advances to the round of the Elite Eight for the first time in program history. They do it 3-1. Over the Laramie County Golden Eagles.
It's another exciting year for Mineral Area College athletics with the volleyball, basketball, softball, baseball, golf, cross country, and track programs all competing for championships.
Forbes looks in, nobody there, drives it now, curls it off the window. The reverse layup for Holly Forbes. 15 for the freshman out of North County.
Listen to play-by-play of Cardinal Athletics on AM 800 KREI, J98 The Boot, and online at MyMoInfo.com throughout every season.
All tied up at 68. Saunders drives, stops, fires out front, ball stolen away by Edwards. Edwards driving down the floor, rises up and rocks the rim and puts back on top, 70-68.
It's time now to head to your neighborhood bar and grill, Applebee's, with Chad Speaker, Mineral Area College Athletic Director Jim Gerwitz, and the Cardinal athletes and coaches.
Fiersteak turns around on this fastball. This one's up there. This one's out there. Lead off. Home run. Caleb Fiersteak. That's how you start a ball game. Hey, that's how you start a show too, huh? Chad Speaker, Jim Gerwitz here at Applebee's. Something good in the neighborhood here in Farmington, and we invite you on out to get some great food and drinks. Tremendous service here at Applebee's. They've always got the game on as well. Jim Gerwitz going to talk a little bit about the state of athletics for Mineral Area College right now, and then we'll move along and talk with Steve Davis, head cross country and track coach, and some of the athletes that are in season right now here in the fall cross country season. They've started actually very strong over their first two meets, so it'll be fun to hear how they're doing. But the fall is actually busier than a lot of people think, Jim, when you have, you know, you've got your actual real baseball and softball seasons and golf seasons are all actually in the spring, but those teams are pretty active in the fall too. They kind of play an unofficial season, doesn't really count on your full record, but they get some good competitions in.
Yeah, they just play a little scrimmage, I guess it is, and it is pretty busy, and it's going to be really busy next year when we start soccer.
So that's
going to be, because they're both the men and the women's season is both in the fall, so it's going to be a really busy fall for us next year in 2020.
You just made the announcement a couple weeks ago that you'd be adding soccer, and it sounded like you had great interest in the coaching position. You're already doing interviews too, right?
Yes, we've had, I guess, we're 20-plus applications, and, we're definitely whittling those down. We've had three interviews this week, and we had five interviews, and we whittled that down to three more. So we're kind of we got another group. Those three are coming back here next week, and we're going to talk a little more to them.
Are you happy with the pool of applicants that you got?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. You know, there was definitely a big group that, I was impressed to see. You know, little Park Hills, Missouri, we got some people from all over the place.
So it's a good soccer area,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of good players. You know?
Yeah, it was definitely interesting, and it was definitely to see how these people found out about us.
yeah, for sure. A lot of, interest from around the world, I guess.
Around the world,
right?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was really interesting to read some of the applicants.
The feature sport for Mineral Area College, I guess you could really say the feature sport for Mineral Area College athletics the past few years has been volleyball. There's really no question that volleyball program has excelled so much. And it's almost always happy news that we report out of the volleyball program, but there was very, very sad news This past week on Saturday, Shelby Meyer lost her life in an accident. Plays at Columbia College, or did before her accident and her untimely death. The visitation is actually happening right now in Festus, and the funeral will be tomorrow. So yes. Wanted to bring that up. It does affect the schedules and stuff a little bit. That's kind of beside the point, because the impact on everybody that Shelby knew, and you know, I know you knew her real well. I considered her a friend. We weren't like super close, but it was always great coming to the gym and seeing her smile and her effort, and she brought so much to the program athletically, but really even more with her spirit. And I know everybody's gonna miss her, and so that service will be tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. The wake's going on right now. The visitation's going on right now. So and then 10 o'clock tomorrow they'll have the funeral, like you said. And she was just a wonderful, wonderful young lady. And definitely going to be missed by a lot of people. And, especially, Sammy, our assistant, she and Sammy were really, really close. So, I talked to Sammy a little bit, and, she's devastated, obviously. And she said it's going to take a little while to get over this one. That's what she told me. So,
take a long time.
Yeah, I said, take whatever you need. And like I said, there's things bigger than volleyball. There's things bigger than baseball. There's bigger than any sport, and this
like
just happened to be one of them.
I like how Coach Copeland and the Mineral Area College has treated this too. She's not even, she isn't actually playing for Mineral Area College anymore, but, the college, I think, and Coach Copeland and everybody determined right off the bat, hey, we're a national program, lots of success, but, hey, this is a lot more important.
Yeah, so. And that was tough when they found out, I guess, Saturday before they played, and, even the teams that they played on Saturday, after the games, came over and hugged on all our girls and stuff like that. And I think Tim talked to you about that. And so it's nice to see, volleyball is not just, you're wearing a different color jersey, but, it's a huge family. And everybody gets that.
So it did affect that, the actual schedule as well. If you're following Mineral Area College volleyball, the Tuesday game was canceled. And then MAC volleyball originally scheduled to play in a tournament in Tyler, Texas, and that was supposed to start tomorrow, the competition, and of course the team with the funeral tomorrow has opted to not go there to, of course, attend the funeral, so won't be playing Friday and Saturday, and so will the schedule resume the next week, does it look like, Jim?
As of right now, yes, we're hoping it will. I really haven't talked to Tim since the beginning of this week, and we will definitely let you know as soon as we know. But as far as I know right now, yes, we plan on playing, starting back up Monday, right at it.
It'll be tough for for everybody involved, but the memories are going to be great ones for Shelby Meyer. Okay, so volleyball, the baseball team actually has played a few games already, and they'll be doing so again here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, they actually go to Joplin tomorrow, I believe they are, and playing in a little showcase down there. Blake's optimistic of his team. He says they've got some pop. Liam's brother's in town now. He's playing for us.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And
Little Hicks, huh?
Little Hicks has got some pop, Blake says. So, yeah, there's several big sticks in that lineup, and Blake's very optimistic of what they're going to do this year.
The Canadian pipeline is open to
it
Park Hills.
It still is, yes. That's right.
That's good, yeah. Okay, well, cool. I think Blake's teams get a little better every year.
Yeah, so yeah, I think they do.
I think they go in the right direction.
Yeah, he keeps getting some good quality athletes in, and the big thing in baseball is you got to have good arms, and those arms got to sustain and not get hurt and got to get injured. So, and he's got Kirby back, so that's a big thing too.
Right.
So
Blake,
he's got
Kirby.
Yeah, that was his best arm last year, and he's back. So, it's definitely good to see that, and he's got some guys that are ready to go.
You
got to
get home runs too, and they do that pretty well too.
That's right.
Mineral Area Golf. Heck, the Mineral Area Golf team might be able to get more accomplished in the fall than they did last spring with all that rain. And they were able to play in a match on September 9th. Did pretty well. Beat Williams Baptist and Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, that's right. They've been playing extremely well. Coach Mapes is very optimistic of his team also. They played just this past, what was it, Tuesday, I think they played down at Crown against Williams Baptist, I believe, again, wasn't it? It's been a crazy week for me, so I'm trying to get it all. But Coach said that we had some outstanding scores, and we just got beat, he said, because, they're 3-4, shot 68.
he said,
so it's hard to beat that.
Yeah.
Our guys are shooting 70, 69, 70, and then their 3-4 came in with 68. So, he really likes his team. Got Jack's back, and Kobe Franklin's back, so, you know, definitely got a good core there and some local talent, too. You know, the Wiles kid from Farmington, the kid from North County, Spray, he's here.
Levi Spray, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Lucas.
Lucas Spray, there you go.
So they're definitely, you know, got some good local talent, and you know, he really likes his team.
Softball team actually got five games in last week. They're pretty busy.
Yeah, they are, and then they got two games this weekend. They're going to play the alumni game on Sunday, but on Saturday I think Shawnee comes to town and Park Hills. So this is the first time that they've been home to play, so everything else has been on the road. So excited to see them.
Basketball will be here before we know. Ooh. We're focusing on the fall sports, but basketball will be here soon. And you usually, in conjunction with one of the home volleyball games, will kind of have a little bit of an unveiling of the basketball team and grill up some hot dogs and everything. Yes. Are you guys going to do that again this
year? We are going to do that on the 29th, yes. Okay. I think volleyball plays
October 29th.
October 29th, okay. Yeah, we're calling it Midnight Madness Halloween Hoopla this year. So we changed it up a little bit. We're in a little different format. Okay. But, yeah, we're still going to have volleyball. We'll have the tailgating, hot dogs, chips, soda, that kind of stuff before the volleyball game. Then we'll have the volleyball game. And then we'll introduce both the men and women's teams and have a costume contest for the MAC college kids, you know, opportunity to win a $100 gift card.
Hey.
So how many college kids could use $100, right?
So that'll be a Tuesday, October 29th.
Yes.
Then. Okay.
Yeah.
And we usually try to come out and broadcast from there, and we'll do our best to be there for that as well.
Yeah, so then,
we'll see how that goes. So.
Yeah, I was talking to Kevin Thurman this week, and he said that, you know, usually he comes in after the volleyball game because Chelsea does your color for volleyball,
right.
And then he comes in when they start doing the Midnight Madness. So
we've got a good on-air rotation.
That's
going.
Right. That's right.
And then you do some baseball with me.
I don't know if I'm any good. I make the broadcast go down, but we lose listeners.
No. How about this guy sitting to my right, Coach Davis? You could not have picked a guy with a better resume to start your cross-country and track programs. And from last year to this year, the roster just growing, and we're seeing some of the results.
Yeah, he's done a great job, you know. I see people out in the community like, man, Coach Davis, he's at every track meet.
Yes.
He's at every cross-country meet he could be at when we're not running. So he's putting the time in, and you can see it has definitely helped us out. You know, I think he's somewhere around 30 athletes, somewhere if you count cross-country and track. So, you know, he's definitely trying to get this thing going and doing a great job with it. You know, even though he bothers me every day when he comes in and – I love him. He's a good guy.
He's either twins or has a clone because he is out of everywhere.
It's unbelievable.
Okay.
It's unbelievable how he gets around so quickly too.
All right,
he was actually upset last year when I guess there was a tornado for the track meet. And then they had to split it up to different sites. And he was like, how am I going to get to all these sites?
He probably did, didn't he?
He did.
But, for state track.
That's right. The state track meet. Yeah.
Yep.
It was at Jeff City, wasn't it? I think it was supposed to be.
And Columbia and St. Louis as it all turned out. So that's right. So cross country going to be our focus from this point forward. Thanks for joining us for the Cardinal Conversation. Come on out to Applebee's and join us as well. Get some great meals. I had one of the pick twos the other day at Applebee's. It was awesome. You get to pick a protein. Shrimp or salmon or chicken or sirloin. You get to pick a pasta, ravioli, Alfredo, rigatoni. It comes with potatoes and broccoli. Great pick, too. They've started that up here at Applebee's. They've got the top shelf drink of the day going on as well. And every day, 350 Pabst Blue Ribbon on tap for Jim Gerwitz. The big Brutus right there. We'll talk with Coach Davis coming up right after this as we get into a little bit more about cross country on your Cardinal Conversation from Applebee's right here on J98.
Have you been shopping around endlessly and don't know what to do? Too many competitor ads and offers? Too good to be true? Hey, this is David Sisson from Samson Ford Lincoln, home of the lifetime warranty. Car shopping can be a frustrating process, being led here and there, but it doesn't have to be. We can make the perfect pair. We've been in business for over 80 years. We do that by building customers for life and squashing all those fears. Now's the time to trade with crazy sweet deals. I'm giving you an extra $1,000 bonus when you trade keys with me. Push, pull, or drag that trade to Samson Ford to see. We offer top trade value, and we have a price match guarantee. Shop around all you'd like to, but when you're ready to trade, you want to trade keys with me. Don't let past credit hiccups keep you wishing and shopping online. With my credit approval process, now's the time to buy. We have over 40 lenders and the knowledge of what to do, so when you come see us, we work to get you approved. So just remember, when you're ready, you want to trade keys with me. This month only, get an extra $1,000 trade bonus. Visit us at Sampson Ford Lincoln, the home of the lifetime warranty. Online at SampsonFord.com.
Requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. See dealer for details.
Fall is upon us. Start your backyard living in indoor heating with Caston. I'd like to invite you to our customer appreciation open house on Saturday. Getaway hot tub and cover starting at $3,199. Vent-free gas log sets starting at $339. Brick, stone, stoves, fireplaces, pools, hot tubs, and more. Caston will become your favorite store.
Come in this week and register to win tickets for the Cardinals-Cubs' last game of the season.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
We're at Applebee's tonight in Farmington. Head on over, get some great food and drink, hang out with some cross-country runners, Coach Steve Davis. And I'm going to take a moment here. If I was Coach Davis, I would never get sick of hearing this. Viburnum State Championship 1986, first ever state championship at Viburnum. Then Coach Davis went to Potosi, guided the cross-country and track teams to 15 state trophies, 7 state titles in cross-country, 2 in track, 100 all-state performances in those two sports under Coach Davis's guidance, 21 individual, 4 relay state championships. You want me to read it again, Coach? You like the sound of it?
I like the sound of it, but one time will be enough.
One time will be enough. But so now you come to the college level, and you started out last year. And, boy, what a leap forward that you've taken from last year and just starting the program. And, boy, now word is getting out. And like Coach Gerwitz said, you know, you were at every meet. Everywhere you looked, you were there recruiting, and the team has really grown now.
It has. And, you know, we're happy with the people that have come in and you know, just a lot of good area athletes throughout the state of Missouri. We're just excited also for track season, but, you know, cross country is upon us. And after our first 2 meets, we're really excited about the performances we've seen. So we're looking for bigger and better things to happen.
So a lot of the coaches will coach one sport there at Mineral Area College for one season, but you are all year long. You've got cross country, then indoor track, and then outdoor track, right?
Yes, and, you know, the indoor track at the college level, you know, I had a little trouble convincing, but, you know, indoor track actually just kind of goes along with outdoor track, just kind of continuation, makes a little bit longer season, but they go hand in hand at the college level, and, you know, it's some work, but it's, you know, it's great for the athletes to be able to race on the indoor season also.
Helps recruiting too, right?
More opportunities? It does, and, you know, you have a lot more of a thinking about a sprinter that likes to also have a chance to run on an indoor facility and see some times on something short, like a 60-meter, and they race the hurdles at shorter. And just the indoor atmosphere is just totally different ball game than outdoor. Obviously, you don't have to worry about the weather. And so it's a great opportunity and also a good promotional tool for recruiting.
More athletes, of course, so you have more opportunity for higher level performances, but also does it create more competition and allow you to improve more?
Yeah, I think, you know, it kind of ups the ante, so to speak. You've got, you know, last year it was, I say easy, not necessarily easy, but everybody had a spot. You know, we didn't have a lot of runners where it's going to be competition for a spot. And when you get down to the end of the season when you can only run seven on a team, that makes it a little bit more of a battle, you know, this year for having more than seven on the guy's side. And so it creates a good competitive spirit. And, you know, we got a lot of great athletes in and return a couple that ran pretty well last year also.
Do you like the work ethic? They're working hard?
You know, they work hard. You know, we started here in practice August 1st, and obviously when they came in, you could see that they had worked and trained throughout the summertime and been putting their mileage in. And then on August 1st, going at it since then, you know, the work ethic's been there. And of course, there's been some soreness and some tiredness and some aches and pains, as will be the case for training that hard for distance running. But, you know, the times are showing that their hard work is paying off.
Two meets so far. The men placed fourth in the first meet and fourth in the second meet as well. Now, you don't have enough women to really place as a team yet, correct?
Correct. We've got two young ladies are in that I actually would call, you know, just, you know, bona fide distance runners. So we have some other girls who will run in a meet or two that are really track-oriented, but will step in when we want to score a team, and we would definitely like to score a team at the Region 16 meet, you know, even though it's just going to be a duel with St. Charles, who has added cross-country track to their program. Okay. But in calling it a Region 16 meet, we definitely would like to, you know, score a team there, and that's looks like that's going to happen. And, I've been promised it's going to happen, so we'll make sure that happens, hopefully.
I was going to ask
16 champions, possibly.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be all right. I was going to ask you kind of how the postseason worked, and I guess that is where the postseason then starts with the Region 16 meet, or how does it work for you to advance?
It works that way. It's sort of in cross country, but in cross country, a little bit different in track. Whereas in track, you've got these set standards that you got to meet to be able to qualify for a national meet. In cross country, if you have enough teams to have a regional meet, they want you to have one and compete in it. But as far as placing in it, it doesn't matter. That if you compete in a regional meet, they'll say you are invited to come to a national meet if you would like.
Okay, now, so you don't actually have to qualify.
Right,
then.
Right. And so now in making that decision, when you've got some places that can be far away, like for example this year, it's in Massachusetts again. And so even though we know we can go, we want to make sure that, you know, we'd be competitive going. When you're going to go that far, know it's going to be, you know, decent little amount of cost involved. And so, and, you know, right now from the times we've had and getting ready to have a big race tomorrow, hopefully, that we've seen some positive things. It looks like we, you know, may be capable of going to a national competition.
So you're headed in that direction then?
Well, yeah. I believe so, yeah. Yes.
That's great. I know that you said is it the national or the regional rankings will come out pretty soon, and you don't really know where you'll stand, but you're eager to find out, and you've been pretty happy and optimistic with the times and things, right?
Right, you know, and of course, you know, I'm trying to look at past results of some national competitions and trying to look at some meets that's happened around the United States, and there's a lot heavier of junior colleges at Division III level who do cross country more toward the eastern coast side of the United States, and I'm trying to watch some of these times and see some schools who have been in the top five nationally in the last two or three years. You know, I like our comparison on some times that I've seen.
Good deal. All right. Well, we'll talk with a couple of ladies, Nanny Brewington, and then also Haley Deber, right?
Correct.
And then we got a whole lot of guys to talk to as well.
They are. They were really hungry, and so that didn't take much to get them to come here. So,
now, Sam Toppins was your big performer last year. He's back doing a good job for you as a sophomore. But Wyatt Elliott is a guy that has finished at the highest level so far in the first two meets.
Correct. Sam, you know, he got a chance to be a part of the start of the program and performed very well last year and actually ran fast enough to that we needed to take him to the national competition last year. But during the last couple of weeks leading up to it, he had developed a stress fracture on a toe, and that kept him from going. But his times that he ran last year, Sam was also our first academic All-American in the sports across country track at Mineral Area College.
Awesome.
So we're proud about that, and I know his family was too. And so we're excited. He's performing, and he leads the team in the, you know, getting them together and keeping them together with the stretching and the warming up and, you know, everything that we do. And so he knows he's got runners that can run just as fast and sometimes finished ahead of him, but they're just all working together as a group. Wyatt, that you mentioned, you know, from East Corridor High School, was an All-State his senior year there at East Corridor, and, you know, also an all-around athlete there at East Corridor, and he's really made, you know, some significant improvement already this year, so.
You'll compete at the H.W. Wright Classic. It's called Slash of the Millikan Invitational in Forsyth, Illinois, tomorrow. So good time to catch up with you right here. What's that meet look like for you?
This is actually a meet that we went to last year. You know, the other two meets we've already raced this year, we did not compete in last year. And so this meet we liked last year, and it was on an old golf course. It's actually with Millikan being in Forsyth, but they have the meet at Decatur, Illinois, on a golf course that no longer is used for golf, but they keep it mowed down for racing cross country. And so we went there last year and kind of enjoyed the atmosphere and the teams that came in there and our performances there. And so we definitely want to go back, and we're looking forward to it's got some hills in it, so we're looking forward to seeing that our hill training is going to pay off tomorrow.
Well, there are plenty of hills to pick from around here, aren't there? Where do you practice? Where do you try to get different types of work in around here?
Well, we venture some different places, and, of course, we can get on some nice gradual incline grass hills just on the campus itself and got a mowed course that is on the campus of Mineral Area. But we go to Engler Park, obviously, that's flat area. We go there to avoid this heat that's stuck around for an exceptionally long amount of time so far this year and to get the tree cover and help with reduction of temperature. But when we really want to get on some hills and get after it, we go tackle the hill behind Rural King, and we also get on the Farmington Trailhead that goes down and ties in with the St. Joe Trail.
A couple of monsters.
And that kind of separates the men and women from the boys and girls if you're running it right. So we like to work out on those. So.
All right, good deal. We're going to talk to the athletes coming up next. Well, I'll let you kind of wave some athletes this direction, and I'll let you kind of pick out who comes on with us in what order. We're listening to Coach Davis and the Mineral Area College cross-country athletes on the Cardinal Conversation from Applebee's in Farmington. We're back after this.
We're making backyard dreams come true.
Hi, this is Roy at Just Pools. It's that time of year again. Pool closings are upon us, and Just Pools in Arnold is your one-stop shop for all your pool closing needs. We have top-quality pool chemicals as well as mesh and solid safety covers.
Oh, we're making backyard dreams come true, just for you at Just Pools.
It's time. It's time to close our pool for the season. Pick up all your pool closing supplies today at Just Pools. We're off I-55 on the West Outer Road in Arnold, or visit us on the web at justpoolsandspas.com.
Oh, we're making backyard dreams come true, just for you at Just Pools.
Iron County Medical Center is a critical access hospital with a 24-hour emergency room, a rural health clinic, and a specialty clinic. Located inside the hospital building, the specialty clinic has a variety of specialists, including cardiology, gastroenterology, general surgery, and pain management. Within the medical center, services include laboratory, radiology, respiratory therapy, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and a sleep study program. Visit their website at icmedcenter.org to learn more. That's the Iron County Medical Center.
Northwest Lions.
It's homecoming celebration time at Northwest High School in House Springs, and the school spirit is buzzing. Your friends at Centerline Auto Body in House Springs want to wish all of the students a safe and happy homecoming. Remember to celebrate by leaving drugs and alcohol out of your plans. Everyone at Centerline Auto Body in House Springs wishes you a homecoming victory. Centerline Auto Body is proud of the Northwest Lions. Let's go, Northwest Lions!
Hi guys, I'm Jessica Renshaw, three-time national champ and the resident ATV racer here at the Home Service Oil Racing Team. Home Service Oil carries the complete line of VP Racing fuels and lubricants to keep my quad racing around the track. Home Service Oil has two locations, Poplar Bluff for our southern racers and the main office in Barnhart. Pickup hours for Barnhart are Monday through Friday from 8 to 3. If you can't make it in time to pick up your order, Home Service Oil will deliver it to you. So if you're in need for any VP Racing products, give us a call at 1-800-467-5044.
It's never too late to earn your degree, and with the Missouri Fast Track Workforce Incentive Grant, you can get on the fast track to success now. If you're an adult 25 or older or haven't been in school in at least 2 years, you may qualify. Go to MoFastTrack.com to learn more. Get on the fast track to earning your certificate, degree, or industry-recognized credential. Go to MoFastTrack.com. A message from the Missouri Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development.
We introduce Nani Brewington and Haley Diebert now on the Cardinal Conversation. We're here at Applebee's in Farmington. Nani Brewington from East Carter. Haley Cortez went to St. Paul High School right here in Farmington. And Nani, first of all, let's talk about how you found out about Mineral Area College and why you felt like it was a good choice to come here.
I was actually out of high school for about a year already. I was enrolled at Three Rivers, and my boyfriend was still running cross country. And Coach Davis actually talked to him at the state meet after he made all state. And I started thinking I kind of wanted to get back into it. So I called Coach Davis, and I decided I wanted to come here to run.
Oh, good. So did your boyfriend tell Coach Davis, hey, I have this girlfriend that's pretty fast?
No, he wasn't really up for running cross-country in college. It was kind of me that made the move. I asked him if he would run, too, if I was to go to run, and we agreed on it.
Are you glad you got back into it?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you like about running? What's your favorite part?
I don't know. I just like running.
Just like it? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't like the pain very well. But you cross-country runners, you must like that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. That's Nani Brewington. And, Haley, you ran cross-country at St. Paul in Farmington. And did you have an idea when you were in high school that you might want to do this in college, or did it just kind of turn out that way?
Yeah. Whenever I was in high school, a couple of my friends also went to run for college as well, and so I mean they kind of convinced me to start running in high school to begin with, and then I was just like, oh yeah, sure, why not? Yeah. In college.
That's cool. Tell me a little bit about some of your high school highlights at St. Paul.
I only ran cross country for 1 year. Yeah. So I didn't really, I had a pretty good season, but I don't really remember any highlights. Yeah.
Did you go to state?
I did go to state. Yes.
I think that's a big highlight.
Well, I didn't make it very far in state, but at districts I got fifth place. Okay. In our district, and I think I got around 90 something in state.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Nani?
No, I didn't ever make it to state, but there were a couple years where I was really close to it.
Really close, yeah. How long have you run? Like, was it all the way back in grade school? Did you start in high school? How long have you been at it?
No, I've only been running since I was about 15. It wasn't really my number one thing, but that I wanted to do. But my dad was like, "I'm gonna start getting you on running." Yeah. And you're gonna run cross country. Yeah. And then I liked it. I stuck with it.
It ended up being your favorite thing to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, cool. How about you, Haley?
Is it my favorite thing to do? Is that what you're talking about?
Or how old were you when you kind of first started into track?
Track, I started my sophomore year. Okay. And I did that until my senior year. Yeah. And then cross country was just my senior year.
Just your senior year, yeah. Okay. What are you studying at college, Haley?
Right now, I'm just doing general education. I'm hoping to go into athletic training.
Okay, very good. Yeah. And Nani, how about you?
I'm studying psychology right now, but later on, I plan to change that to counseling.
Okay, very good. Haley, 20th and 28th in your first couple meets. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like it's going for you?
Right now, it's okay. I would love to get that lower time. I'm kind of on the edge with an injury right now. I just got over a hip injury, and then just taking it easy right now because my muscles are a bit tight. Yeah. So
you have to throttle back on the workouts a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'll be running on Friday, but I'll definitely be there to support the team.
What type of off-season mileage do you have to put in to be prepared for the season?
Lots of mileage as well.
How many miles a week would you say that you put in the off season?
Probably 30 to 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. A week, yeah. Yeah.
How about that hill out behind what is it?
Rule King.
Yeah, do you like that hill?
I haven't actually ran it. Whenever my team ran it, I was still recovering, so I did.
She's ducking out on you,
I
Davis.
Did not run that.
Nani, is that hill a big challenge?
Heck no,
over there?
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. She says nuts to that. Nani, you finished 30th and 36th, and how do you feel like you're progressing?
I don't really know. I have room for improvement. I'm really kind of – I'm looking forward to getting – picking up my speed.
Yeah. Do you have any goals for this year?
I want to be able to run a sub-22 by the end of season.
Mm-hmm. All the courses are a lot different, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
In cross country?
Yeah, yeah, they've seemed to be different since I've ran them, yeah.
So is it more accurate in terms of gauging your progress? Is it more accurate to look at your time or how you finish, or how do you do that?
I don't know. I think time is a big thing for me. Coach was saying time.
Coach was saying time. Yeah. That's the right answer then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, Donnie?
I think time. Yeah. As well, yeah.
All right. Well, your time's up on the air, okay? So,
okay.
So it's time to eat, and then hopefully you have good times tomorrow as well.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Nani and Haley joining us on the Cardinal Conversation. And we'll talk to some of the athletes on the men's team coming up next from here at Applebee's in Farmington.
Register your kids Saturday, October 5th during the special Class Kids event at Mugganass St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh. Class Kids will help fingerprint and photograph your child free of charge without releasing any personal or private information to give parents peace of mind. Area police and fire departments will be on hand as well to answer any questions. Plus, Mugganass St. Louis Honda will have barbecue and refreshments for all who attend. Mark the calendar for Saturday, October 5th from 10 to 2 for the special Class Kids event sponsored by Mugganass St. Louis Honda on Lindbergh in South County.
Oak Valley Golf Course and Resort in Peavely is the perfect place for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our newly remodeled 19th Green Bar and Grill is open to the public. Hi, this is Tom Conway. Now is the time to book our banquet halls for your holiday parties. You will be amazed at our complete renovations. Go to oakvalleygolfcourse.com to learn more about the 19th Green Bar and Grill. When you're dining at Oak Valley, you'll enjoy our majestic view of the Mississippi River. Bring the family and visit. We are Oak Valley Golf Course and Resort in Peavely.
I'm Steven with Bruin Processing and Catering, and we are partnering with Fredericktown Public Schools to help kids in our community. The Fredericktown Public School District has a program called Cat Pack in which they send food home with children for the weekend. Last year, they served 95 students every week with the Cat Pack program. Through October 12th, a portion of all of our half hog sales will be going to the Cat Pack program. So call us today at 573-783-3144 or find us on Facebook to place an order. You can fill your freezer and help your community at the same time. Thanks and have a great day.
For over 80 years, the DeSoto Public Library has been at the center of the DeSoto community, carrying a wide selection of educational materials. Explore their collection of movies, audiobooks, telescopes, binoculars, activity kits, and magazines. Pull up a chair to the public computers. Bring your friends and family to one of their special events where you can learn something new. You can also visit them online at dspl.missouri.org to research any topics of interest or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. From choosing the perfect book to using an e-reader, the DeSoto Public Library staff is here to help.
Do you worry about losing your debit card? Hi, this is Shelley Tate at Ozarks Federal. With Card Valet, you can lock and unlock your debit card from your phone and set parameters for when, where, and how you use your debit card. Keep an eye on the cards in your wallet with a phone in your pocket. Ozarks Federal's Card Valet is perfect for people on the go, like you. If you have questions, stop by and see us. Ozarks Federal, the homeowners bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
BF Mann and Sons in DeSoto provides residential plumbing, heating, and cooling services. Since 1868, the family-owned and operated business has been the name homeowners and business owners trust with all their heating, cooling, and plumbing needs, as well as bathroom remodeling. They offer competitive pricing, a full range of products, financing, and exceptional customer service. From routine maintenance to urgent problems, you can trust the team of certified licensed plumbing and mechanical contractors at BF Mann & Sons in DeSoto.
It's the Cardinal Conversation right here on J98. We're at Applebee's in Farmington. We invite you out to get some great food, great drinks, and we're talking to some of the cross-country runners on the men's team now. Sam Toppins, a sophomore from Fredericktown. Colin Jenkins is a sophomore from Ava. And then Wyatt Elliott, a freshman from East Carter. And we'll go ahead and kind of get the lay of the land with these guys. They placed fourth in both of their two meets so far. And Sam, you were the highest achiever last year on the team in terms of placings and time. But this year now, you've got a bigger team. You've got maybe a few faster guys. Tell me a little bit of how much improvement you've seen in the overall team this year.
I'm thinking that these boys are faster than me, to be honest. And that's a good thing, because as long as we all work together, we'll probably achieve something bigger.
Yeah, that's great. Are they pushing you to get better all the time?
Yes, they
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Do you sometimes see the back of this guy's shirt, Wyatt Elliott?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, but you want him to see the back of your shirt too, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Is it a pretty good competition with you two, Wyatt?
Oh yeah. On the last meet we had, we were running together and.
We were running together the last quarter mile, and when we got done with the race, he was super excited just to be able to be close and run so well with me. And I'm glad that he's up there with me, because I love having teammates that are close and helping us achieve everything as a team.
Wyatt, you finished in terms of what the team did, the best overall in the first two meets, 26th in the first meet, 11th in the second meet. What's your strength as a runner? Do you like to get out front? Do you have a great kick? What do you like to do?
Honestly, in high school, I was a big get out and lead it type of guy, but here in college, I'm realizing that there's bigger and faster kids, so I have to kind of take a step back and adjust my strategy. So I've been trying to get about the top 15 and stay there for a while, and try to, once I get it about halfway through the race, start picking them off one by one until the end of the race.
Yeah. Now I think of it as a, you know, just this physical attribute, talented, fast people, but it sounds like it's more a mental game too.
Oh yeah, it's just as much mental as it is physical. If you're not right in the head, you're not going to be competitive or successful in a sport like this, because you have to be telling yourself and you got to be telling your body that you have to keep going.
I like you how you put that. Yeah,
you just can't stop.
That's a good, Steve. You need guys that are right in the head, man. I like how you described that. That's well put. Sam, how about you? What's your style of running?
My style of running, just running as fast as I could. And when I get started in the race, I always focus on the person in front of me, passing that person, then the next and the next, one at a time. And then I just keep on going until the end.
All right. Sounds great. Colin, you're back for your sophomore season. And tell me about maybe the type of improvement you wanted to focus on from your freshman to your sophomore year. Where do you feel like you've gained, and where do you concentrate on that?
Well, it feels like I actually lost quite a bit.
It does. Why?
Well, I'm not quite sure why. I'm just a lot slower this year, but the team is doing really good.
Yeah. So you're a little bit slower this year.
Yes, sir.
So you're trying to get kind of back to that freshman level then.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What about the off-season work? What type of off-season work did you put in?
Off-season work? At the San Joe Trail, I would run on it pretty often and try to do the loops, and many times I would fail.
That's the 11-miler out there, right?
Yes, sir.
With some big hills.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good workout.
Mm-hmm.
So how many loops do you do out there?
Oh, I just do one loop,
You just
sir.
Do one? Yeah. Yeah. How many loops can you do, Sam?
At the St. Joe Trail?
Yeah.
To be honest, the St. Joe Trail is like one loop that totals of 11 to 12 miles.
Yeah. So can you do three of those?
Yes.
No way.
Or you can
do 33 miles?
Or four.
You're a stud. Tell me a little bit about the workouts that you guys do, Wyatt, in terms of maybe the workouts that you did at the high school level. Compare those to the workouts that you're now doing at the college level.
At the high school level, we kind of just had a coach that was thrown into the midst. She knew some stuff, but she didn't know a whole lot. So basically we just did light speed work almost every day. We did some hills and some other endurance type stuff, but compared to college, it's been a huge jump, because we didn't have to focus on abs. We didn't have to focus on all that other important stuff. We just had to focus on having a good race.
Yeah.
But being a part of this team and being with Coach Davis has really, really helped, I think, everyone, not only physically but mentally, because everyone is knowing that if they don't put in the work, that they're not going to be at their best.
You always been a runner?
I was my freshman year. That's when I started. I wasn't big into running until then. I was, to be completely honest, I was kind of on the bigger side. A lot of people, when they see me, they're like, there's no way.
Yeah,
there's no way that you're that big, that you were that big in middle school and all that. But I got started with a couple of my friends my freshman year, and then after that it kind of just took hold, and I just kind of flew with it after that.
Yeah. Colin, what are you studying this year?
I'm just studying a lot of history classes right now.
History, okay.
And earth science.
Do you hope to have a history degree someday? Is that what you're interested in, or what are you shooting for?
Right now I'm just going for general studies. I haven't quite decided yet, but I might try to be a dietitian. I might study in that.
Very good. How about you, Sam?
Well, the classes I have now, I'm studying English right now, and another one is a intro to sports class.
Great. You were an academic All-American last year. How proud does that make you?
I'm very proud. I feel very proud of myself.
That's outstanding. So after you get through at Mineral Area College, do you hope to further your education or run after that, or will this be it for you?
I'm guessing that this is probably going to be it for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm planning on finding a job after this semester.
All right. The world needs people at work, don't they?
Yes.
You betcha. Guys, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it. And we'll check in with some other runners as well as we move along. Sam Toppins, Colin Jenkins, Wyatt Elliott. Good luck, guys, tomorrow and the rest of the season. Thanks for joining me on the air.
Thank you, sir.
We've got more of the men's team of the Mineral Area Cross Country team coming up right after this on J98.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scotts. Lay down Scotts Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scotts Turf Builder today. This is a Scotts yard.
Needing a new wardrobe but on a tight budget? The Corner Closet in DeSoto is the place to go. The Corner Closet has a variety of resale items, from clothing, hats, accessories, and much more. Ladies tell the men they can shop with you as they have men's items also. They have everything from workout items to something for a night on the town. Visit them today in downtown DeSoto, and don't forget to check them out on Facebook. The Corner Closet in DeSoto. Call at 636-586-9211.
Since 2004, Fortune Insurance has provided insurance solutions for individuals and businesses in Missouri and Illinois. We are a trusted full-service insurance brokerage providing home, auto, business, life, and health policies. We analyze your insurance needs and access our variety of insurance companies to find you the most appropriate coverage at the best price. In St. Louis or Jefferson County, contact Kent Orrick or Ryan Neusbickel at 636-464-1331.
Adventure awaits at the St. Louis Renaissance Festival. Check out the all-new Bird Show, Aerial Act, Glassblower, and visit the Throne of Swords. Throw axes at the Battle Axe Pub. Take a tour of the pubs with the Pub Crawl and Cocktail Crawl. The St. Louis Renaissance Festival offers 12 stages of entertainment, full jousting 3 times a day, and turkey legs. Family fun for one and all opens September 14th through October 14th, Saturdays and Sundays only. Plus Columbus Day, located at Rotary Park in Wentzville.
It's getting cold. Who should you call for your heating needs? DeSoto Electrical Products. DeSoto Electrical Products is a Lennox premier dealer and offers the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products. They serve Jefferson, South St. Louis, Washington, St. Francis, St. Genevieve, and Franklin counties. To schedule an appointment, call DeSoto Electrical Products at 636-337-3381 or visit them online at DeSotoElectricalProducts.com. Don't wait. Contact DeSoto Electrical Products today.
It's homecoming celebration time for the Farmington Knights. Black and gold school spirit is buzzing. Your friends at Cozy and Memorial Chapel in Farmington and Lee Concrete in Farmington want to wish all the Farmington Knight faculty and students a safe and happy homecoming. Remember to celebrate by leaving drugs and alcohol out of your plans. Everyone at Cozy and Memorial Chapel in Farmington and Lee Concrete in Farmington wish you all a homecoming victory. Let's go, Knights!
Back at Applebee's right here on J98. Something good in the neighborhood here in Farmington. Want to thank our friendly hosts here at Applebee's for the Cardinal Conversation. We're talking cross-country tonight with the Mineral Area College Cardinals cross-country team. Dylan Sisney from Poplar Bluff joining me on this segment. Bryce Mings, a freshman from Ava. Donovan Denslow of Clopton. And then also Jacob Arnold from Herculaneum, our guests on the program right now. Let's go ahead and start with Dylan. He's the closest one to me out of Poplar Bluff. And Dylan, tell me what attracted you to Mineral Area College and why you decided to become a Cardinal.
Well, the reason I chose to go to Mineral Area is because it was close to home. And Coach Davis, he's a really nice guy. He believes in me. He thinks I can do really well. And so, yeah.
He believes in you. He's nice, but I bet he pushes you, right?
Yes, he does push me.
Yeah. Is that a good thing? Do you need somebody to do that?
I mean, it helps. It will help the team out.
So. Yeah, that's for sure. Bryce, out of Ava, right?
Yes.
Where's that?
It's towards Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
And, it's about a little over 3 hours from here.
Okay.
Too.
Were you a cross-country runner all 4 years in high school?
No, I started my sophomore year when I started track my sophomore year, and then next year, going to my junior year, I started running cross-country.
What got you interested in it?
One of my coaches there who recently retired, Liz Kiger, she randomly, whenever I used to play basketball, and when I got out of that, I was trying to find out what I want to do next, and she asked me to join the track team, and it just... something I just thought I'd maybe try, you know, and see how I liked it, and then went into cross country and started loving it.
So you liked it right away?
Immediately, yes.
Yeah. Was it hard for you, or did it just kind of go with you?
Yes, it was extremely. the very first track practice we had, I went out there and he has to do 6 800s, very first one. So, and you know, I was about 175, so it was, yeah, felt like I was about to die, and then, yeah.
So I talked to Wyatt. He said he used to be a bigger guy, but he kind of trimmed his body shape down. You did the same thing, huh?
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We kind of showed pictures, you know, so mine was a little bit more. So, yeah, yeah.
Good. Donovan from Clopton, Northeast Missouri, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hawks?
Yes, Clopton Hawks.
Clopton Hawks, okay. Did you run all 4 years in high school?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Give me some of your high school highlights.
Hanging out with the boys, going to the Rexplex Center, and just having a lot of swim practices there. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, okay. So what are your goals here in college?
Like running-wise or
yeah.
Running-wise? My goal is to go to Nationals and run in the lowest 27s time-wise for the 8K.
41st in the first meet and 20th in the second meet, so... Did you feel like you improved a lot from the first to the second meet?
Yes.
Yeah? So are you kind of on the way to achieving your goal, do you think?
I hope so, yes.
How are you improving? Tell me where you're seeing some of the greatest improvement.
Well, I've been running with the group more, which is good. I used to slow down a lot at the beginning of the year because I was hurt, and they kind of motivated me to stay with them and push through it, even when I had my bad days, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, kind of like Dylan said, it's good for the team. So
yes.
Are those challenges good?
Yes, they were, yes.
Yeah, that's great. Jacob Arnold from Herculaneum, how long have you been a runner?
Since my seventh grade year.
Seventh grade, okay. So you started maybe a little bit earlier. What got you interested in running?
I moved here from Chicago
in
the seventh grade, and I was in the gym class with Coach Davis's son, and he was pretty much like, you know, you'd make like a really good runner because me and Loki Kortner were racing back and forth. And I beat him a few times, but he wasn't really trying. And I was sort of trying my hardest, but it's a long process like running is. And he pretty much just said, come out, do cross country. You'll love it. Like, it's a really close family and everything like that. And
when did you move to Herculaneum?
I think 2014.
Okay, so 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and then Chicago before that. So Cubs or White Sox?
Cubs.
Okay. How about Cubs or Cardinals? Still Cubs?
Cardinals.
Really?
Yeah. Cardinals, sometimes Cubs.
Sometimes Cubs.
I still have, like, my hometown feeling.
Very many people straddle the line, sometimes Cubs and sometimes Cardinals, you know.
Yeah.
So what are you hoping to achieve tomorrow? If you get done with your race and afterward you're saying, I ran a good race, that means you did what?
The best that I could do for my team on that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a team sport. Like, we all run for each other, and that's all we have to do.
Dylan, when you guys are out there running then, it's an individual sport, but it's a team sport at the same time. Take me through kind of the team element when you're actually running during a race. How can you guys actually help each other during that competition?
Well, some of the guys are mostly up far, but if I have Alex, he'll kind of – I'll get in front of him for a little bit, and then when I know that he's kind of behind me, I'll try to keep up with him. But the first meet – I got fifth place. I was in front, and then he passed me, and then I passed him up again by the finish line.
So it's encouragement and pacing and things like that.
Yes.
Okay, and that makes a lot of sense. Bryce, tell me a little bit about what you're focusing on going into tomorrow's race.
Really, I mean, with this being mainly, you know, like my first actual 8K that I'm going to be running, so it's kind of different, I think, compared for me thinking mentally into height from high school because you know, before you kind of just, I was thinking, man, just, you know, just bust it out and go. But like now I've kind of thinking, you know, get out there and find my spot and get the best time I can get to start off right now going into the next meet and try to break the next time.
Very good. Guys, it's been a pleasure talking with you and having all you guys on the air with us. We wish you all the best tomorrow and also for the rest of the season. And I hope you enjoy your time at Mineral Area College and have a lot of success. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, the Mineral Area Cross Country team, Dylan Sisney joining us, Bryce Mings, Donovan Denslow also on the air with us, Jacob Arnold, and you heard Dylan reference Alex as well. Alex Aaron's also on the team, not able to make it here to Applebee's tonight, but we wish him all the best as well. You can listen in to J98 and KREI and go online at MIMOinfo.com for Mineral Area College athletics throughout the year. Coming up on our next program, coming up in October, we'll talk to the Mineral Area College volleyball team here at Applebee's on the Cardinal Conversation. Our thanks to Derek back in the studio, engineering and operating our show tonight, and our thanks for Applebee's for hosting our program tonight. I'm Chad Speaker right here on KTJJ Farmington as we say goodbye from Applebee's in Farmington and the Cardinal Conversation.
Clarissa, what are you doing with those prices now?
Jason the Hayes made, and now I'm making deals.
Are you really offering 10% off on all Spartan mowers?
Yep. Get this. Right now, customers can get a Massey Ferguson tractor as low as $167 a month.
That's a real deal. Okay, then. I'm making a deal. Right now, get a Massey Ferguson 1723 backhoe for $232 a month.
I see you and cut you a Woods cutter 15 foot for just $17.5. It's heavy duty and cuts 3-inch material. Beat that, Mower Mouse.
I can't, Queen of the Green. That's a really good deal. All.